That is Alana Miles at 98.3 The Coast. The best mix. I'm Zach East. Good morning. It is Coffee Talk brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. It's National Hoagie Day for those of you who like sub sandwiches. It's also Cinco de Mayo, and it's really the first party holiday since huge numbers of people started getting the vaccine. So I'm thinking lots of people are going to want to live it up today, even if they don't know why they're living it up. A survey just asked people what Cinco de Mayo is actually about, and only 10% of people actually knew the correct answer. Celebrating a major Mexican battle win. The victory was over the French at the Battle of the Puebla on May 5, 1862. 39% of people thought Cinco de Mayo was Mexico's Independence Day. 26% thought it was just a general celebration of Mexican-American culture. 13% admitted they had no idea. And 13% said it's, quote, an excuse to drink. Survey also found that almost three-quarters of Americans said they plan to do something to celebrate today. 59% will eat some Mexican food. 32% will drink margaritas. 17% will drink Mexican beer. 14% will go to an actual party. And 8% will go to a bar. And finally, 8% of people say they're going to use today to read up on Mexican history. Do you have pets that have more friends than you do? A new survey of pet owners found that more than 50% say their dog has more friends than they do, and 66% believe their dog has a better social life than they do. 57% said their friends and family are more excited to see their dog than they are to see them. And your dog is definitely more popular with your coworkers than you are. 63% of those surveyed said their pup is the uncontested star of all of their Zoom calls. And there is no question that Netflix got us through last year, among other streaming services. So what would we have done without all those shows to watch and characters to care about? But what happens when you finish binging a series you really loved? Do you get a little sad when it's over? How about when you loved a season of a show and were anxiously awaiting the next season only to find out it's been canceled and you'll never find out the, quote, end? There's a name for it now. It's called PSD, or post-series depression. It's defined as the sadness felt after reading or watching a really long series or story, the bitter feeling when you know the journey is over, but you don't want it to end. That is Coffee Talk for today, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.